Support for KPLU comes from the lawyers and staff of Stoll Reeves, providing a broad range of legal services to businesses in all stages of growth, with offices from the West Coast to the Midwest. More information is available on the web at stoel.com.
Bill Kane adored his mother, Mary, as well as his dad, Pete. They were an extraordinary couple, he says, Depression-era children who fell in love, married, and raised two boys in New York.
I think my brother and I, as kids, we always knew our parents were great. We grew up poor. We grew up in a cold water flat in New York. We had no heat and hot water during the winter a lot of the time. Had no idea that we were poor. When Paul and I were little, Mom would have our clothes warmed in the gas stove. So when we got up, we got right into warm clothes. We were very well looked after.
But no family's perfect, including the Canes.
One of the things the play says is fights were the sacraments of our family. We were very, very good at fighting. And you have to be careful of that, because if you push it too far, you can cause a rupture. And there were ruptures that had to be healed, and that's also the start of the play.
The play is called How to Write a New Book for the Bible. It's a new work the Rep is co-producing with California's Berkeley Rep. It's Kane's fourth play, his most personal one. He describes it as a love story and a type of drama you don't always see on stage.
I think all of drama and most of religion is about families that have broken down in one form or another. And whether in religion it's Adam and Eve or in theater, where it's Willie and Linda or George and Martha, it's all about the sins of the parents being visited on the children as told by the children. But I don't think that's the situation for most of us. So this is an attempt to find drama and humor in the sacrifices that a family makes for one another, not the devouring of the other, but the stepping back to make room for the other.
Actor Tyler Pierce navigates the Kane family dynamics. He plays a 30-something version of the playwright, who's actually in his 60s. Pierce says he's enjoyed playing a real-life character in a real-life situation.
Parts of the funny in the play are acknowledging, you know, how frustrating family can be. And so, at the same time, it makes me appreciate my family in a new way, and that I can look back and see the fights that we've had for what they actually are. And so I can laugh at myself and my family.
But the play also made him uncomfortable in having to think about experiencing his own parents' death.
My mom is coming to see the play. My mom is hale and hearty. There's a moment in the play where I say, where Bill has written, if I had known these things that I now know now, I might have done things differently. And I feel like the gift that this play gives me as an actor is some foresight when it comes time for another loved one to pass from this world. I know that I will take every opportunity to be there with them.
Kane grew up Catholic. The family went to church. But the parents stressed to their children that it was out in the streets where one could find God, which is the mission of his order of priests, the Jesuits. That's also why Kane says writing and being a priest aren't all that different.
The play says that what a priest does is point and says, look at that thing, it's important, it's holy. And that's the same thing that a writer does. Look at that thing, it's important, it's holy.
Depending on your faith, a play with the word Bible in it, penned by a priest, could send you running away. Because you think, this is a religious play, and it is, according to Kane's definition.
I believe that the question, is there a God, is a question for philosophers and teenagers. I think the question of how we treat one another, how we love one another, is the real question of religion. And this play is definitely about that. And it's about rejoicing in that. It's about even facing death, being able to find the absolute joy of being with the people you love.
Kane was busy writing TV shows when his mom, by then a widow for many years, called him and his life suddenly changed.
When Mom got a diagnosis that said she'd be dead in 6 months, I said, I'll move in with you. And she said, thank you, Billy, I'd appreciate that.
He moved out to Syracuse in New York, and that's when all sorts of challenges followed, like how they lived through a winter with 190 inches of snow.
And came very near to killing one another.
Kane says there's something precious in the way death lets us appreciate someone in a totally different way.
Things quiet down. You end up sitting on a bed next to your father, or sitting in a chair next to your mother, and say, this living being, this magnificent living being, has been given to me for a while. Let's rejoice.
It's holy, says Kane, and more about watching a loved one live right up to the end. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.